written by George Mendoza, narrated by Leslie Edwards.
There once was a woman, an old, gnarled stump of a woman, who went out one day to pick beans in the bean patch behind her house, which looked like an old, crooked cobweb abandoned a long time ago. There she was, bending and picking, when all of a sudden, she found a hairy toe. "What?" cried the old woman, and ran with her beans and the hairy toe back to her house and locked all the doors and the shutters too. That night, the old woman stood at the stove, stirring a pot of stew. She stirred the beans she had picked and an old knotted spud, and floating on top of the pot was the hairy toe.
"What?"
cried the old woman as she sat down to eat, devouring and licking with glee every last morsel in the pot. Then she smacked her lips, patted her belly, and crawled into bed. Now, as the old woman lay asleep, snoring and croaking like a bullfrog, the night turned bark black, and the wind began to curl around the old crooked house, coiling and creaking through the shutters and the old wooden floors. Then, far off in the distance, a small voice began to moan.
"Who's got my hairy toe? Who's got my
cried the old woman in her sleep, and she scooched down deeper under the covers. But the wind rose wailing through the old wooden house, and the voice came still closer and closer.
"Who's got my hairy toe? Who's got my hairy toe?"
The old woman opened one eye, and peering through the covers, she searched the darkness of the room. The shutters rapped against the old house, and the wind rumbled down the old chimney, and the voice seemed to be coming from outside the door.
"Where's my hairy toe? Who's got my hairy toe?"
The old woman stiffened in her bed. The voice was coming from outside the door. All at once, the door cracked open, and the voice was booming inside the old crooked house.
"Who's got my hairy toe? Who's got my hairy toe?"
And the old house shook, and the voice was so close, the old woman could feel it breathing down on her head. And the old woman bolted up in bed, screeching,
"What? I ate it!"